Sounds there of the third night of chaos in London. What is going on in London and other cities in the UK as rioting seems to be spreading, stemming from a police incident that took place last Thursday? John Burns, London Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times, joins us from London. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
And joining us from New York City is Brian Paddock, who's a former Deputy Assistant Commissioner of London's Metropolitan Police. Brian, good morning to you.
Good morning.
First of all, John Burns, I mean, it's as simple as this. What is going on in London?
Well, the country is in shock. Absolutely is in shock. Of course, the communities, at least a dozen of them in London, at least four cities outside of London now, are in even greater shock, of course. I don't think anybody foresaw this. They certainly didn't anticipate the severity of it. And at this point, I'm not sure that anybody is confident that the government and the police have the means to contain it.
Prime Minister David Cameron spoke to the nation this morning. He talked about putting a much greater police force on the streets for tonight. Does he have the capacity to reassure people at this point, John Burns?
Well, he said they'll have 16,000 police officers on the street tonight. Brian Paddock would be better to speak to the issue of whether that's likely to be enough. The problem, of course, is that as this metastasizes, if that continues, then they will definitely run up against the stops in terms of the number of police officers available, particularly at a time when I'm talking about if it metastasizes outside of London in particular, at a time when there's great pressure on police forces from the government to reduce their numbers.
That's John Burns, London Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times. Brian Paddock addressed that issue. Is London very close to being at or below capacity to deal with something that, as John Burns suggested, might be metastasizing?
The difficulty the police in London have is they rely on traditional riot control tactics of officers on foot, with batons and shields and crash helmets, dealing with crowds. And the Metropolitan Police have practiced and planned for scenarios where there may be three or four outbreaks of disorder in different places across London. The sort of violence we've seen in the last few days is unprecedented. The numbers of sites of the violence have been numerous. And quite simply, they're running out of cops to be able to deal with the situation. They do not have water cannon. They have not trained to deal with riot situations using water cannon. CS gas would be seen as disproportionate in London. Calling the army in would be seen as a defeat for the police service. So they're up against it. And provided they can get sufficient numbers of officers onto the street tonight and in the right places, they have a chance of containing this. If it doesn't work tonight, we're in serious difficulty because there's no plan B.
And Brian Paddock, former Deputy Assistant Commissioner of London's Metropolitan Police, is speaking to us from New York City. Well, Brian, that is about as alarming as I can imagine an assessment. I mean, there's nothing that David Cameron can say to reassure. It's all about what the pictures are going to look like tonight. Is that what you're saying?
I think it's make or break time tonight, to be honest with you. I think what we need to see is, as well as David Cameron, the Prime Minister, we need to see the Mayor of London, who has responsibility for overseeing and funding the police, standing together with significant community leaders, people who have some gravitas, people look to stand up and say that this behavior is not acceptable, not just not acceptable to the police, but it's not acceptable to the majority, the silent majority of Londoners. It's going to take more than weight of numbers of police officers to deal with this. There needs to be a public uprising of anger against the rioting to demonstrate to these people that what they're doing is completely unacceptable.
Brian Paddock is a former Deputy Assistant Commissioner of London's Metropolitan Police. Well, John Burns, you've been up all night. You've seen it all in many of the neighborhoods there in London. Is it make or break tonight? And how does that feel, not so much from the perspective of a reporter, but as a Londoner?
Well, this is definitely a very disturbing situation. But to pick up on one of the very interesting things that Brian Paddock said, if there's any encouraging note in all of this, it has been that community leaders have come forward and expressed their utter condemnation of these riots and have not resorted to excuses and to condoning it. Of course, many of them say that tensions in these communities have been aggravated by the onset of the Cameron government's cuts in social programs, but they've been very careful, as they say, not to condone it, to stand shoulder to shoulder, almost literally, with police officers and with government officials, and to say that this has to stop, that that has to be the priority. There can be no condoning of this. And that, of course, is one of the reasons why David Cameron, who returned overnight from his holiday in Tuscany, stood outside 10 Downing Street this morning and said that he was summoning Parliament back into session. They are only a week into their summer recess. He's calling them back in order to get a common front against this, by which I'm no doubt he will get from all parties, and which, by the way, was evident yesterday when some of the rather few ethnic minority members of Parliament, in this case, of course, members of Parliament who sit for the districts involved in this upheaval, appeared on television themselves to condemn this.
Is this a racial class warfare? You have Ken Livingstone, former mayor of London, saying that there are people without a stake in society on the streets. The government has to do something for them. What do you make of that?
Well, I'm sure there's a strong element of truth to that. As an Englishman who lived abroad for many, many years and came home, one of the things that has struck me has been the sense of seething discontent in many of our cities. And the sense of alienation manifested, for example, by gangs of feral youths who prowl around many of our city centers at night. It's a highly disquieting and upsetting thing to see.
And we will see tonight what the images are from London. John Burns, London Bureau Chief of the New York Times, and Brian Paddock, former Deputy Assistant Commissioner of London's Metropolitan Police. Make or break in London tonight. Thanks so much to both of you.